Hi there. The word for you today is on ministering to others. In 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 18, Paul writes, "Comfort one another with these words." Professor Tony Campolo once attended the funeral of an acquaintance, and by mistake, he ended up in the wrong funeral parlor. The body of an elderly man was laid out, and the widow was the only mourner there. She seemed so lonely that Campolo stayed for the funeral and then accompanied her to the cemetery. After the committal service, as they were driving away, Campolo confessed that he hadn't actually known the lady's husband. "I thought so," she replied. "But it doesn't matter, because you'll never, ever know what your presence meant to me today." Philip Yancey writes, "Simple availability is the most powerful force we can contribute. We rightly disparage Job's three friends for their insensitive response to his suffering. But read the account again. The Bible says when they came, they sat in silence beside Job for 7 days before opening their mouths. Those were the most eloquent moments they spent with him." Now, Yancey writes, "Instinctively, I shrink back from people in pain. After all, who knows if they want to talk about their predicament or not? Do they want to be consoled or do they want to be cheered up? What good can my presence possibly do? My mind spins out these rationalizations, and as a result, I end up doing the worst thing possible. I stay away. No one offers the name of a philosopher when I ask, 'Who helped you the most?' Most often they describe a quiet, unassuming person who was there for them, who listened more than they talked, who didn't keep glancing at their watch, who hugged and touched and cried. Someone who was available and came on the sufferer's terms and not their own. And that is how you are called to minister to others. And that is also the word for you today."